I'm Paul Inchcock, and you're listening to Nothing But the Blues on Morehead State Public Radio. Joining me on the phone right now is Rob McNerland. His latest CD is called Blue Nashville Guitar. It's on Buffalo Skinner Records. It's an album of Americana music using elements of country, folk, and blues. Rob, thanks for joining me to talk about your new record.
Oh, I'm honored to be here.
It's called Blue Nashville Guitar. How would you describe the new album?
Every song on the record except for one was written after I actually moved to Nashville. And so I was trying to kind of capture the feeling of moving to Nashville and being right down here in the thick of it, you know, in this music scene. And I don't know if I did that or not, but all the songs were written after that time period. One song was written years ago, and it's a song about an old Martin guitar that Marty Stewart owns that he let me play one night. But the rest of them were just written, most of them written in Kate and Robert's living room. Kate is the steel guitar player on the album, and he played for years with Hank Snow.
Who are the guests on the album?
Kate plays steel guitar. Kenny Vaughn plays lead guitar. And our very own J.T. Cure plays the bass. And let's see, Jimmy Fadden from Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, he plays harp and drums on a couple of songs. And then a friend of mine, Dilmas Preston, plays organ, kind of a church organ sound in one song. So,
Rob, you're from Westwood, Kentucky, and you made a move to Nashville in 2009. It's something you've always wanted to do. What has lured you to Nashville? Why is Nashville the place you wanted to be?
Well, I traveled back and forth, you know, over the years, you know, living there in East Kentucky, and I think it worked out good for me because the traveling, I already knew a lot of people. It wasn't like when I moved here that I didn't know anybody. I already had a lot of friends here and a lot of connections, and it's just a lot of music going on here, you know, but it's an ever-changing scene. It's changed so much in the, well, I've been here 6 years, since I've been here, it's changed tremendously. The whole town has. You wouldn't even recognize the skyline of the town or anything. You know, for the kind of music that I play, it just seemed to fit.
You consider yourself an Americana performer?
Yeah, among other things, yeah. Because Americana takes in that big spectrum, because I've always managed to be kind of too country for the folk crowd and probably too hillbilly for the blues crowd, but it was always elements of all of that.
Rob, a lot of your music through the years has always contained lots of different elements, including the blues and gospel and, of course, country. Is that typical what's on this new album, Blue Nashville Guitar?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, it's such a fine line between all of those types. Could you get any more bluesy than some of Hank Williams' stuff or some of Jimmy Rogers' stuff, you know, and some of the old blues guys? They're just as country and hillbilly as you can get, you know. You can't listen to somebody like Mississippi Fred McDowell and say they're not country, you know, but they're definitely blues. And so to me, it's a fine line between all of it. And I just like just whichever direction it goes, going with that. It's funny, here lately it seems that I'm getting more gospel and more bluesy all the time, you know. And of course, being who I am, it's still going to come out sounding somewhat country and hillbilly, but yeah. Yeah, I've actually probably been listening to more blues music than I ever have in my life. And some, it's funny, I'm playing more gospel music than I've ever played, too, and that all mixes together. So many of those blues guys, they grew up in church. They knew what was going on. I always liked the country blues stuff more leaning towards the acoustic. Now, I really like the early electric Muddy Waters stuff, but I respect it all, but the bigger, you know, like the Chicago blues with the big sound and horns and all that never appealed to me. But you just get one guy with a guitar, or maybe a couple of guys and a bottleneck or something, and I just love that. You know, there's a Muddy Waters album, and I'm sure he did the album because folk music was such a big thing in the early 60s or mid 60s, whenever. But it's called Muddy Waters, The Real Folk Blues or something like that. And it's just him playing most of his stuff, but they're doing it acoustic. You've got Willie Dixon on bass and everything. And that just, I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm Paul Inchcock, and I'm speaking with Rob McNerland. His new CD on Buffalo Skinner Records is called Blue Nashville Guitar. And you're listening to Nothing But the Blues here on Morehead State Public Radio. Rob, why now? Why Blue Nashville Guitar right now?
Well, you know, it's odd. It's something that I've kind of been wanting to do because it's been been quite a few years. I think it's been about 6 years since I put out a solo record. Now, I produced a record for Kate and Roberts, and I did a record with an old-time banjo player, Kim Johnson. But to have a solo record, it had been about 6 years since I'd had anything out. And so I really wanted to kind of capture the whole, like I said, the whole thing of me moving to Nashville.
Hosting a blues program, I'm very interested in the blues elements for this CD, but for fans of Americana music in general or roots-based folk music, I think fans in general will find lots of things on Blue Nashville Guitar that's to their liking. This is on Buffalo Skinner Records, your own record label, is that right?
Yeah.
What are some of the challenges of owning, operating your own record label, or the advantages of putting out your music on your own label?
Well, the advantages is you can do what you want to do. You don't have a record executive saying, no, we're not going to release that record. The disadvantages is, of course, you pretty much have to do it all. If I were signed with a record label, they would probably say, you need a new album this year. and you would have to do it because contracts, would stipulate that. But so it has its ups and downs. But things are so different from just even when I started in the music business. Used to be you couldn't even afford to put out your own record. You couldn't even afford to go in the studio, or at least I could. But now everything's crazy. You don't need the record company to do the distribution. If anybody wants to know anything about Ron McNerlin, you can type in my name on the computer and probably way more information than anybody needs to know comes up. And here's the albums for sale, for download. And it's just a odd time. In many, many, many ways, it's better. And then probably a few ways, it's not as good. So
you mentioned downloads, and that is taking over the industry so much nowadays. It's really hard to find actual, I still call them albums in the stores, although they're CDs. But here's the thing, Rob, an element with this project that you've put in, the photograph on the inside cover of the of the booklet, and it spreads out to folds out to a three-page display of, actually there's four there, of your guitars and some of your outfits, and it's really, really nice.
When I grew up, buying the new record wasn't just about the music. You bought it because it had a good cover, and a lot of times you had a gatefold and a double album set. And there was a lot of information, there was great photos, and, the music wasn't just something that you listened to in the background. I remember buying new albums, and you'd wait until everything was quiet, you put the album on and listened while you sit there and looked at the cover and read the liner notes, and it was a kind of an event, and I hope that there's still people that look at it that way.
That said, how can people get a copy of your new record, Blue Nashville Guitar?
There's links on my website, robmcnerlin.com. If you go to CD Baby, type in my name, Amazon, iTunes, any of that, it'll take you right to it. Buffalo Skinner's been my record label. Well, it is my record label, but I've been honored that some of my friends have thought it worthy enough that when I've helped them with projects, they've wanted to put it out on Buffalo Skinner. So we got a little roster going, and some titles that are not my titles, so it's kind of nice.
Tell us once again the website, Rob.
It's www.robmcnerlin.com.
It's a pleasure speaking with you. I wish you all the best with this and other projects, and as you're out on the road, be careful, and thanks for still putting out some great quality Americana music.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Rob. Rob McNerlin, his new CD on Buffalo Skinner Records is called Blue Nashville Guitar. I'm Paul Inchcock, and this is Nothing But the Blues on Morehead State Public Radio.